a lot on the line beyond just this game. You know, we want to try to get out of here and, you know, have a good effort, get after each other good, but we certainly don't need to have any kind of ejections or anything like that. I know that, you know, the week before they had a really highly contested game with Tennessee High School, and, you know, it seems like they had 30 penalties, and it was, you know, a lot of personal fouls and things like that, but that was a big rivalry game for them. And, you know, so that was one concern in the back of my mind, you know, make sure we got out of there and didn't have a issue with anything like that. And as a matter of fact, I got stopped on the way out by a mom from David Crockett High School, and she said, "Coach, please tell your kids, you know, what great sportsmanship." She said it was a far cry from the game they had the week before, and just enjoyed, you know, watching the game and the fans that had came, and, you know, looking forward to that trip next year coming here. And, you know, so that was really nice to hear as we were exiting the stadium. But really good ball game. Again, a lot of lessons learned for us. You know, one of those deals where too many mistakes on our part, you know, certainly didn't bode well for us on the scoreboard, but saw some really good things as well, and we'll dive into those as we go through the show.
So, again, you know, got off to sort of a bit of a rocky start. I thought, you know, one of the things that heartened me going into halftime, you're able to get a stop, though, and keep, you know, the score to two touchdowns, and then obviously coming into the third quarter, you know, got that points on the board there and cut it to seven. It seemed like it stayed that way for quite a while. Most of their offense, though, was limited to the first half. Really, again, as it seems like we always do, you're able to make those adjustments at halftime. And it was a, you know, a one-score ball game for a good majority of that second half last night.
You know, and we talked about that coming out of halftime, especially with getting the ball to start the second half. This was the third week in a row that we scored on opening drive, you know, coming out of halftime. And we were able to do that again last night, you know, really with a backup quarterback and a backup center. I mean, that was a obviously a tremendous blow for us, losing Logan and Dylan, you know, there in the first and second quarter. Being able to come back and still have some success, you know, with what we were doing offensively. But, you know, the big difference in the game for us as we, you know, kind of moved through the night was, you know, the line of play. And we knew it would be. They were a team that was, you know, much bigger than us up front, you know, which we're going to see the rest of the year. This is not a, you know, not going to be a surprise as we walk into a stadium or watch another team on film. We're just not, you know, that big up front. And, you know, last night, you know, the team on the other side of it was just a little bit more physical than what we were. You know, we struggled at times with being able to move that line of scrimmage. But then again, we had some, you know, some bright spots in there as well on both sides of the ball. But the stats kind of play out about like the scoreboard did. They had 312 yards of offense. We had 207. They had 230 yards rushing. We had 95 yards rushing, which was that's a big number for us, you know, to not get over 100. But we had 112 yards passing. You know, we were able to do some things there. They had 82 yards passing. The first downs was a big one as well. You know, they had 17 first downs, which is a number that we're usually around, and we had seven first downs. Turnovers, you know, they won that one too. They had one interception and one fumble. We had two interceptions and one fumble. Seven penalties for us. They had five. You know, they had more yardage on theirs. They had a couple of two or three 15-yard penalties. You know, the one that, you know, really is a glaring stat for us is we had four jumping offside penalties on the defensive fronts. And, you know, just not as disciplined as we need to be up front. And in extended drives, two of those drives extended for touchdowns.
Yeah.
So we got to do a better job there, you know, as well, and getting more disciplined up front on those hard counts and things like that. But, you know, there was some bright spots as well. Like I said, we had some good play that was in there, you know, had some really good play from our defensive, you know, front and linebackers in there. And, of course, we had an interception in the back end. And offensively, too, again, we were able to move the ball not as consistently as we would have liked to, but, you know, had some long drives, had an opportunity down there a couple of times where we were on their side of the 50. You know, and didn't come away with any points. I thought our special teams were pretty solid for us. Had a really good kickoff return with Ian last night. Got us down there in scoring position. had a passing touchdown again, which is big for us, you know, as we continue to move through and, you know, progress in the passing game. So some bright spots, but some things that we really got to work on as we move forward. And that's what that game was for. You know, that was that situation where I had a chance to put a game in there that we really needed to kind of test ourselves mm-hmm. and see where we were at. And you've got to have games like that to figure out where you need to work hard at and to challenge your kids. And certainly that was that game for us last night.
And again, you know, the challenge I think for us defensively, obviously, was how well that they played at quarterback. Obviously, that, you know, the quarterback kid, I mean, he's as big as a linebacker. What, 195, 200 pounds back there? I don't know how tall he was, but, you know, a big kid out there, and he seemed to know how to, you know, run that position. He kind of flung it around a little bit. He liked to put a little bit of heat, you know, on his throws. And I thought he was well coached in terms of, you know, when to try to use the hard counts and those kinds of things. And, you know, that was obviously an obstacle. And, boy, they just ran the ball well with that. You know, and we talked about that, I think, on Thursday. They ran the ball really well with that that number four kid. There's twins, right? Aren't there two kids? Aren't they twins?
There are. You know, number four, Brandon, I think, was his
yeah,
first name.
Yeah.
Had 23 carries. For 184 yards. He was very active on the defensive side of the ball as well. Not sure if he may have led them in tackles as well, but, you know, they just graduated, you know, the five-star Prince Colley that went to Notre Dame, and certainly I don't think this young man's a five-star, but let me tell you something. He certainly plays at a high, high level mm-hmm. and really impressed. We were impressed watching him on film. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was no surprise that you know, some of the things that he was able to do last night, hard-nosed runner. Again, just a lot of similarities in what we were doing, you know, downhill, those type things. But, you know, really good ball team. We knew that going in, very physical, good test for us. You know, obviously will help us moving forward.
Do you think there's something to, you know, again, it's a 5A school, right? I don't know what their ADM numbers are. But a bigger school, but that's a little different style of football and a high level of football as it always has been right there in that part of Tennessee. You know, Dobbins Bennett, Science Hill, you know, we played them back in the 1970s. Of course, they're always good and loaded in a big high school team. We saw last night going back and thinking about, you know, that's playing Green Central. Same kind of thing. I mean, it's a pretty high level and expectation of football over there. And the community, too, seems like a very football-centered community.
It is. You know, really good football in East Tennessee. A lot of state championships have come through that corridor, through there. You know, Greenville High School had a big win last night against Dobbins Bennett. So they're back rolling again. Obviously, when we played those guys a few years ago, you know, they were back-to-back state champions. So, you know, really good football, like I said. Good football communities. Drive getting over there was really nice last night. I mean, not that big of an issue getting over there. Good little football stadium. You know, good crowd that was there. Just thought they did things the right way. They had a church, New Victory mm-hmm. Baptist Church, fed us after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really nice. You know, and it's just, like I mentioned, it's a lot of similarities. You know, we're fortunate enough to have things like that here as well. You know, we had West Canton Baptist Church that fed us yesterday, and Pastor Jeff King was there. And then, of course, we had Plains United Methodist that fed our JVs on Thursday. So, like I said, you look at it and the things that we've, you know, got in common and just a good matchup. You know, as we talked to the coaches after the game last night, you know, they were saying, guys, we're looking forward to, you know, coming to y'all's place next year. You know, we got a 2-year deal with these guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a game that, like I said, I put this one on a schedule for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, good place to have it. Hopefully it helps us as we, you know, move back into conference play this coming week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Wake up not feeling so great? Headache, congestion, sneezing, and it's 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Where do you go for care? Walk right into Haywood Urgent Care, with locations in Waynesville and Canton. Open 7 days a week with or without an appointment for the quick, compassionate care you need to feel better fast. So whether it's a cold, sunburn, food poisoning, cuts, scrapes, or sprains, Haywood Urgent Care is here to help. To learn more, visit myhaywoodregional.com/urgentcare. Hey, Pisgah grads, if you graduated in the years of 1967 through 1979, listen up. It's the Glory Days multi-year Pisgah class reunion, October 23rd at the American Legion Hall in Waynesville from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. All proceeds go to flood relief efforts here in Haywood County. There will be food, drinks, and a silent auction, plus live music from the Cat 5 Band from 4 to 7. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the Hometown Hardware Flooring and Design Center. Mark your calendar for October 23rd for the Pisgah Glory Days multi-year class reunion.
So trying to go back and dive back into that situation again with regard to, you know, playing in a different state. One of the things I noticed is, you know, it seems like there was a few more officials on the field last night, or am I just dreaming? We had an official wearing stripes beside us, you know, running the clock, and I thought that they did a pretty solid job too.
They did. You know, they have seven officials that's on the sidelines. As a matter of fact, we had two on our sideline. One was back a little bit deeper on our side, and one at the line of scrimmage. Plus, they had one in the box, so they had eight total.
Yeah.
We were kind of laughing. I was like, no wonder we've got a official shortage in North Carolina. They got
all
of them here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But you know, that I thought that crew, you know, I know there was, you know, you're going to have what you would say maybe is some missed calls, or, you know, moving the ball and maybe not setting it down at the right place. But I thought for the most part, the officiating was pretty good. They were good about talking to me. Each one of them had a, you know, an earpiece in, so they could talk to the, you know, white hat as they go through. They were able to get me numbers, just, you know, for the most part, really clean as we went through the game. Again, we had some, you know, there's going to be some calls in there that you're going to challenge, or, you know, maybe there's a hold here that you thought you had gotten. But I thought for the most part those guys were pretty good. They do a thing that's kind of neat, and I had forgotten about it until we got over there, and they have a game management meeting at like 6:45, and you know, so you meet the ADs and you meet all of the officers that are in the stadium, SROs, and, you know, who's in charge of the game, game type situations, you know, outside of the game itself out in the stadium. And so that was really nice. You know, they had homecoming last night. They did it before the game, you know, started, so didn't really have any issues there at halftime. And just thought it was very well run, great field. You know, I know we were on grass last night, but
it was in good shape.
You know, good shape. You know, didn't have any issues there. And you know, just a good atmosphere to go play a ball game in.
Obviously, I want to touch on this a little bit, and you can tell us what you know. We saw the two injuries last night, obviously with Logan there in the first half, and one of our offensive linemen went down in the second half. What can you tell us about, you know, where we are as far as that goes right now?
You know, we lost Logan there in the first quarter, and lost Dylan there in the second quarter, McClellan.
Yeah.
And, you know, both of those guys, obviously, will get reevaluated on Monday. We'll have both those guys checked out and see where they're at as far as what they can do, obviously, coming into the next week's game, or if it's going to be something that may be on down the line. You know, had a chance to go back and look at both of them on film late last night, and, you know, Logan's was coming in and making a tackle, just kind of got a, you know, kind of one of those just doesn't look that bad, but, you know, hopefully there's not as much issue there as we think there may be. Dylan's was kind of out in the open field, you know, didn't really take a hit or anything like that, and just kind of planted wrong, and just felt a little bit of give, you know, in the knee. So we'll get those guys, you know, reevaluated and get them checked out on Monday and see where we're at.
The reason I asked that question, especially with Dylan's situation, I'm thinking about the natural surface versus a turf surface. Does, in your experience, those knee kinds of things, does it help to be on a natural surface? Because perhaps you don't have the same kind of grab. Is there any connection there at all?
You know, for a long time, I think that was one of the things that concerned a lot of people. And, you know, I'm sure you could go back and look at percentages and all of those things. At least with the turf that we have had, that I've been, you know, been with here, we haven't seen, you know, those type of injuries. I can think of Jacob Boyd that we had, you know, back in when I first got here. We lost Jacob to Franklin, as a matter of fact, and kind of out in an open field. His has really been the only one of where it was kind of open field, and I don't know that the cleat actually grabbed, but it didn't give maybe as much. you know, on a grass, obviously you're going to get a little bit more give than, mm-hmm. you know, what you are in turf. But I just think the way they've got the turf made now, I'm seeing less and less of those type issues, you know, when it comes to those things. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you, unfortunately, it's part of the game. I mean, yeah. you're going to have injuries and, you know, you're going to deal with it the best that you can. And certainly you hate seeing any of your kids get hurt and having to go out on the field and get them. But from a team perspective, I thought to come in there with a backup center and a backup quarterback and to come out in the second half and, you know, go down the field and get a score, I thought was huge. I thought our kids did a really good job of continuing to battle the things that you would expect from a team that's trying to compete for what we hope to be a conference championship. And so, like I said, we saw some good things and saw some good fight in our kids last night. We just can't shoot ourselves in the foot like we did when we had good opportunities.
Talk about, you know, Michael, you know, bringing in your backup quarterback at the moment that you did. Obviously, you know, he's had some snaps and taken some, you know, had some plays, obviously, over the course of the career. But it's a little bit different ballgame for a backup quarterback, particularly in high school. I mean, you got to get loose, and then you got to command that offense. You know, I guess the other thing, and you can tell me, but you know, he's not going to be the one that gets most of the snaps in practice. So it's a tough challenge. How do you feel about the way he was able to go out there and lead the offense last night?
You know, I think he did some good things. You know, we put him in some positions where he had to, you know, maybe make a few more plays than what we would like to, you know, for him to have had to come in to make. On a first time, not really first start, but having to come in and kind of get thrust into the mm-hmm. mix of things. But I thought he did a good job with it. You know, we had some good passes in there. We had a couple that were some bad reads, mm-hmm. You know, and of course he had some pressure on him as well. But I think we did some good things. I don't really feel like that we were sitting there just struggling to, you know, make plays because we felt like we were, you know, limited because of what he brought to the table.
Sure.
Or, you know, any of the things that you might think of when you're talking about a backup. Michael is certainly very capable. We give him, you know, we don't give him as many reps as what Logan had got during the week, but we still give him reps. But again, I go back to the center position. You know, that's where you're having to move some linemen around and, you know, bring some kids in and making sure you get some snaps on the sidelines and, you know, just kind of getting yourself prepared for that situation when it came up. And then you go back and you look at Logan's situation, who was a defensive player, so you're looking at another safety having to come in. You know, Dylan was long snapper for us too. So, you know, we had a lot of moving pieces last night. We had to kind of, you know, fix as we were going through the game. But again, I thought our kids did a really good job of being able to stay focused and try to get done what we needed to, and we were able to have some success with it.
Yeah. Will you think about, you know, going into this week, obviously with, you know, those couple of key positions, you go back and start reevaluating some things, maybe, you know, have those larger conversations about what you might want to do in terms of shoring those places up, I'm sure.
Well, you have to have a couple of different plans. You know,
yeah.
You have to have plans with what you have. You have to, you know, currently have as far as, you know, personnel, you have to have plans on, well, if you can get, you know, both of them back, or if you can get one of them back, or, you know, if you were to have another injury, you know, what's the next direction that you go? So a lot of decisions will be made after we meet, or when we meet on Sunday, you know, with the coaches and start breaking down some film and stuff, and seeing which direction we need to go. And, you know, I'll call and check on the boys this morning.
Sure.
And kind of see where they're at, and hopefully feeling better, and, you know, we'll make those decisions that we need to on Sunday, and then hopefully have a good week of practice and, you know, get after it next Friday.
One of the biggest bright spots I thought we saw last night, too, was the kick return. And, you know, obviously, you know, special teams is something I think we've done well. But, again, you know, of the three phases of the game, that's the one that doesn't get the recognition that it probably should. But it has a lot to do with field position and obviously setting up scores, as we saw in the first half last night, too.
I think we did a pretty good job of flipping the field. You know, I thought we kept David Crockett pinned down a couple of times, you know, when we had some situations on some punts. Thought Ian did a good job on the punts, and the coverage was pretty good going down. Kickoff returns, they had one that was, you know, they kind of got loose just a little bit. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I thought our kickoffs were good. You know, Luke was hitting them pretty good, high and deep. Had the good kickoff return that set up a score for us with Ian,
right,
which is always good to see. You know, we're always trying to get past that 50-yard line on those returns, and that's kind of a plus for us. You know, punt returns, Evans come in and done a nice job for us,
yeah,
of not giving up much yards. you know, when they're trying to pin us down. He came up in there and caught one last night that was a little bit closer than I would have liked
sure.
to, because he took
yeah.
a hit pretty quick.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, did a good job, as, you know, from there as well, PATs. Again, a lot of moving pieces, you know, when you have some injuries and having to move some people around. And, you know, Logan and Dylan were both special team players for us, too. So had to throw some kids in there and thought those kids came in and did a good job. And, you know, again, we'll go back and watch the film, and I'm sure there's some things that we need to tweak and work on, and, you know, we'll do that this week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Come take a short trip out to 761 Champion Drive in Canton to Piska Family Barbershop, where your hometown barber Ken has been cutting your neighbor's hair for over 50 years. Ken provides haircuts for the entire family. Also visit Hometown Wellness. They offer therapeutic massage, deep tissue massage, hot stone cupping, and reflexology, all aiding with pain management, sports injuries, and more, helping to improve mobility and overall wellness. Call Hometown Wellness at 593-1137 for more information.
If we go back to Thursday, J.B. Prokam continues to play well with a shutout win over Reynolds. That's a big deal. Middle school programs continue to play well, too. As we always like to think around here, you know, opportunities to reload instead of rebuilding, and you know, right now seeing a lot of good things even in the face of that adversity. You know, obviously the adversity for the JV program, but with regard to the facility, but Canton's in the same situation. The Bethel community has been hit extremely hard, but all three of those, you know, one of those is our program, but the middle school programs are successful right now too, and that certainly, you know, bodes well for us down the road.
Absolutely. You know, JV's had a really big win against Reynolds on Thursday night. Just thought they kind of knew what was on the line. Had a really good week of practice. Didn't think we played exceptionally well the Thursday before, but really really showed out and played well from the very start, from the get-go, all the way through offensively. You know, had 235 yards of offense. Reynolds had 164. We had five different ball carriers, five different receivers. Thought we did a really good job spreading the ball out. You know, we had a pick six on defense. Had two fumble recoveries. You know, I thought those kids did a really good job against a very good football team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they were missing a couple of pieces. Reynolds was. They've had some COVID issues on the varsity, and I know they had to move some pieces around up to the varsity. But, buddy, when they walked on the field, you saw a very athletic, very big football team. But I thought our kids, you know, really came out and kind of asserted ourselves as being more physical. And I think that, to me, was the difference in the ball game. I thought we were more physical, and I thought we were more disciplined, you know, with that JV program. Again, they're continuing to make strides moving forward and staying undefeated right now at 5-0. Bethel Middle School had a big win in front of our game up there in the stadium against Macon on Thursday as well. Those guys continue to do well. I think they've just got one loss, which was a cross conference loss with maybe Apple Valley, and then Canton Middle School, who is undefeated, you know, went up against Waynesville Middle School and had a really big win up there, I think 16-8.
Are they playing all their games on the road?
Something like that. They are. They're, you know, they played up at Waynesville on Thursday. So just some really good football, you know, right now that's being played in our high school and our middle schools both, which, you know, is exciting for us to watch as they start coming through, and you know, kind of seeing those players that will be to you before you know it, and you'll get a chance to start working with them in both programs. And both programs are being successful right now, and again, just excited about. Not had a really chance to watch much of those games. Obviously, we got the JV games going on as well, but you know, excited about what I'm hearing, you know, from these programs, and those coaches and staffs are doing a good job with them.
So we go back into the thick of it now. Obviously, with Franklin, they took the loss last night to Tuscola, which, you know, changes some complexion perhaps just a little bit, but, you know, everything is still out there for them and for us. A big one this weekend at Irwin as we take on the Panthers.
You know, really big game for us. You know, we knew that coming in. I thought our kids did a really good job of not looking past last night's game. we were dialed in and ready to play. But you cannot sleep in our conference. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot look past, don't know the, you know, situation with, you know, the Franklin Tuscola game, have not had a chance to go back and and watch any film on those guys yet. From my understanding, they had two kickoff returns for touchdowns last night. Tuscola did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll go in, dive into that film this weekend and take a look at it. But, you know, would just as I look at Franklin, I think their success for this year goes back to the spring. I know in talking to Coach Brooks before they were finishing the season, they had got to that last game of the year with Smoky Mountain, which is their big rival. And I know in the conversations I had with him this week or that week how important that game was for them because it would give them a winning season.
Coming off of the really poor season the year before.
Right, the year before, and you know, hadn't had as much success against their rival the past few years, and they got the winning season, and that kind of started the positive trend for those guys, and they carried it over into this season. They're senior-heavy. Quarterback is really good. I think he's the best quarterback we've seen so far. Very mobile quarterback, throws the ball really well, left-handed kid. They're going to be very disciplined up front. You know, just from the stats that I was hearing from last night, they move the ball like I expected them to. Defensively, they're going to be solid as well. They do a good job coaching on that side. It's always a big game with us, and their situation, you know, is a little bit different than us. They've already got one loss. You know, I know they're sitting there and they're telling their kids, this is a huge game for us. We can't go two conference games down. You know, at least with one conference loss, we're still in the mix. You know, on our end of it, you know, we're up right now, obviously being 1-0 in the conference. But we've got to continue to move forward. This is a big game for us, no doubt about it. You know, obviously last week we were looking at this game and both of us were undefeated. You know, now both of us come in with a loss. Obviously ours was out of conference, so didn't affect us in conference play. But this is one that we kind of knew was going to be a big game for us. We'll go back to Irwin and host this game. Excited about the opportunity. Going to be homecoming for us this week as well. And, you know, excited about the, you know, school spirit and the things like that going on this week. But really big ball game on Thursday and Friday night.
Absolutely. And, again, we'll be back on the air next Friday night, 6:30 be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock on the game call. Again, that's at Irwin High School against Franklin. Of course, the game time is at 7:30. And we'll be right back here at Riverview for the Brett Chappell Show next Saturday morning at 8. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to The Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Wellness, Pisgah Family Barbershop, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, Haywood Regional Medical Center, and by Hometown Hardware. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8, and stay tuned for The Flea Market with Mike Bryson next here on WPTL.